The State Fair is still the place to be. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
The Midway is bigger than it's ever been. It's beautiful. It's clean. The staff wears uniforms. There's no smoking. There's no drinking. It's beautiful. The livestock entries are at all-time record highs. We believe, if we're not mistaken, that we have the country's largest goat competition.
Tennessee State Fair Director of Marketing Christy Fortner says there are over 1,300 head of goats competing at the fair this year. And she says this year's State Fair has gone all out to turn its image around. And so far, they've done just that while still keeping agriculture as its base, just like it was when it started 104 years ago.
Still a happening, hip spot to be, and there's a buzz. There are people, you know, we kind of upgraded some things and updated some things a little bit. So now when you go to the Creative Arts to see some of the art and photography, you'll also see a new category called recycled art, where people have been able to get into the theme of greening and then turn it into art. So, yeah, everything that we're doing from the ag exhibits to the creative arts exhibits, everything's just a little bit more modernized, and it's really more applicable to today's family.
Fortner says they've rolled out the red carpet for families this year, waiving parking fees and just making it more of a family-type environment with more activities for the young and old.
I looked at it as, how can I create a family experience where when even mom and dad are tight and kids are tight and they might not have gone on the vacation they usually go to in the summer, how could I create an experience where they could make family memories right here, right in their backyard? Just like it did in the old days when you pulled up, you saw everything, you got excited, you smelled everything, and you just went and had fun.
And you can log on to TennesseeStateFair.org for much more information on the State Fair. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.